Our guest in the cafe this morning is our books commentator from Sulphur Springs, Sharon Felt. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Yeah, some exciting news. We have talked about your children's books before, and the first one was The Scary Hair of Sarah O'Shea, and you have won a national award.
Well, it was pretty exciting. The Red City Review 2017 Book Awards, I entered it. This contest in February and didn't hear anything, so I'd kind of forgotten about it. And in mid-August, I got the word that I had won the grand prize winner. So it was kind of exciting.
And this is for all the books and all the categories entered.
Yes, I thought it was at first. I thought it was just for children's, and they said, no, it's for all the books that were entered. So it was quite an honor. I was very surprised.
And this is the Red City Review as an organization in Seattle.
Uh-huh.
What in particular did they like the most about it?
They liked that it was an original story and that it was so, that the antics of the hair were so outrageous. They thought it was an original idea. And of course, the illustrations that were done by Heather Carstens, my illustrator, were fabulous. It really brought it to life, too. So they liked the whole package, which was nice.
And didn't you say you got this idea originally from a little girl that was a student of yours when you were teaching kindergarten?
I did. Sarah was the name of the little student, and her mother came before school even started that year and said, I need to apologize. And I said, why? And she said, you're getting Sarah. And Sarah was precocious and lovely and darling, and she was a great kid.
You should let her know, if you can.
Have you? Yeah, I let her mom know. Sarah, right now, as we speak, is in New York doing the things she was born to do, as being an actress and being on stage. And she's a lovely kid and just very talented.
Fantastic. The Scary Hair of Sarah O'Shea. And we'll make a link to this again. Well, we're talking to children's author, award-winning children's author Sharon Felt, and our books commentator from Sulphur Springs. Now, we don't have a heck of a lot of time left, but we're going to talk about a book that you've been reading that you're crazy about called Saving Simon, How a Rescue Donkey Taught Me the Meaning of Compassion. This is by John Katz,
yes,
who has written a whole long series of books about animals.
He has, but this story is a lovely story. It's about how this donkey that he rescued and brought to his farm, which is in upstate New York called Bedlam Farms, he bonded with the donkey because it was in really, really bad shape. And he brought it back to life and began bonding with the donkey. And the donkey ended up saving him because he had a lot of issues growing up, I guess, and didn't have a lot of trust and was able to develop compassion for the donkey, as well as for the man who let the donkey get in the horrible shape that it was in.
Mm-hmm. He learned a lot about that situation. And
he did. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that he comments on is that how often we judge before we know the backstory, and also how often we lend the compassion that we do have to animals rather than people. And while they both need the compassion, well, every living thing needs our mm-hmm. compassion, but we seem to be a little bit more stingy with people because we have to put that judgmental factor in.
Some people have that warm, fuzzy feeling more toward animals than they do other
exactly.
human beings.
Yes.
Yeah. He has another book out just very recently called Talking to Animals, How You Can Understand Animals and They Can Understand You. He's very practical in these titles. They're not particularly artistic titles, very direct and to the point.
And he is very direct and to the point in his book. But it was the scenes in which he describes the bonding between him and Simon, who's the donkey, are lovely, and they're you can feel him changing. His little heart is melting a little bit at a time, and through his donkey Simon, he was able to meet and marry his wife, who is also a very well-known artist of fiber and fabrics, and her name is Maria Wolf, W L WULF.
So the book by John Katz, again, is Saving Simon, How a Rescue Donkey Taught Me the Meaning of Compassion. Very good reviews on Amazon.com. And again, congratulations to you, the Red City Review Grand Prize winner for The Scary Hair of Sarah O'Shea.
Well, thank you very much.
Wow, that's exciting. Sharon Felt, thanks for having a cup of coffee with me.
Thank you.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.